Welcome back to the Steven Universe podcast. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and today we're going to be doing a behind-the-scenes look at new episodes of Steven Universe. Today we're talking about Back to the Kindergarten with the writer who co-wrote it, Ben Levin. Thank you so much for coming back to the podcast, Ben.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, for sure. So what are your thoughts after seeing the episode?
Gosh, this is another really interesting one, like having watched Gemcation also. I feel like I didn't realize kind of until watching it now, like how these similarities between them in this really cool way of like just these characters dealing with this fallout stuff. I think that was really like, oh, man, going through a lot.
Yeah, because Steven in Gemcation sort of deals with his whole thing then sort of comes off of that. I think that it helped him a lot dealing with Peridot, with Peridot's problem, because he was just like, he had just come off of having a similar like just issue.
Steven is bouncing back a little bit from his fallout with Connie. Now it's time to help his friend Peridot so that he can use the bathroom.
that's the real reason. That's the real motivation.
Yeah.
I thought that it was also cool, the similarities to On the Run.
Yeah.
For this one.
Yeah, I think that the writing with this one was like one of those instances where I think we had several ideas floating up on our idea board and we ended up just putting them together. Like, I think that's what happens a lot with writing. We'll just like, this would be cool, this would be cool. Not at least this would be cool moments equal a story, but every once in a while you're like, oh, let's put just those two together and they work. And I think that one thing that we wanted to do was after the Humans arc, we were like, we should have Amethyst return to the kindergarten. You know, and there's different ideas for that. I think there might have been an idea before this just about her gardening it. I don't quite remember, but as something we wanted to do. And then we wanted to have Steven cheer up Peridot after Lapis left with the barn. And so we kind of put those two together. I think they were like, oh, yeah, you know, she likes gardening. What if they'll try and garden the kindergarten and we can have Amethyst go back there and she can see it and we can see like her get excited about it, but then Peridot bring her down, you know, and oh, there'll be a lot of fun to explore there.
And then they fail miserably.
And this one again is about like, you know, you're trying to, even when things don't work out, finding a way to cope, finding a new place to look, you know, and they have that moment on the train at the end where they're just looking out like there's so many other places that we could, you know, help still on this earth. So, you know, all hope is not lost.
Right.
Yeah.
It was really cool seeing Amethyst sort of unpack a lot of the stuff that she, from the Famethyst and everything, post-Zoo arc, seeing her put the names to the different holes in the kindergarten and stuff.
Yeah, this is like a new, this is like post-Tiger Philanthropist, Amethyst is really coming to her own. You can see that she's got a new confidence about her. And so, yeah, it's really cool to see that new Amethyst in a location you've seen before where, you know, God, that fight that we had there originally with Pearl and Amethyst was just like so intense. So, like seeing her be comfortable there is really cool.
Yeah. Seeing her like being like, yes, I come from here, but, you know, it doesn't mean that I'm a mistake, you know, like it's great.
Yeah.
And I think that learning, seeing the other Amethyst helped that too, you know?
Yeah.
So what about that monster, the flower monster?
Yeah. So the flower monster is really interesting. I think that like Rebecca had this idea about like just this really cute monster that they would fight. Like ironically, like we have this, there's an old drawing of just like a really cute thing with a flower on its head. Then we gave the episode to Paul Vallecco and he kind of wanted to make it like he's always grounding things. And so he's like, I want to know the logic behind this. And so the monster became sort of this mole monster. It has these like really cool teeth. That was another thing that struck me. I'm like, oh man, yeah, that turned out really cool. It just looks like this with these big, you know, grinding, digging teeth. Thing. So that was like, that was something that evolved throughout this. But we just wanted that surprise of like stepping on a flower and then, ugh, monster.
Yeah.
And we really wanted, to eat her. That was also like, just like we wanted like Peridot to be like, ugh, things are bad. And then, oh, she gets eaten. Like,
right.
How much worse can it get? Because like we want her to hit that rock bottom and for them to lift her up out of it.
Speaking of rocks, I remember looking in the outline, there was a funny thing, the joke about like Amethyst like picking up the rocks out of the way.
Yeah, so like I think we had watched, we've been thinking like what happened in the earlier episodes of the kindergarten, and there was a part in there that I think Joe put in where she's like, oh, it's my climbing rock. And we were like, oh, like we should just revisit the fact that maybe while she was there, she named a bunch of rocks. Mm-hmm. So when they're clearing the garden to of all these rocks, originally she was just like, out of the way, Craggy, and like, out of the way, Lucy. And like, she was like really polite to a couple of them, but she didn't like Lucy the rock. She was just like, imagined some sort of like conflict between her and that. So she's just like, ah, that rock has a bad attitude. But that just ended up getting cut.
That's awesome. Yeah. I remember one of my other favorite moments was when Peridot, just the fact that Peridot's just in the bathroom again, just back at it again in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's sitting there with the sad music playing.
Yeah,
it just
yeah.
works on a lot of levels.
Yeah. I think, Paul Vallecco boarded that sequence, and the faces he drew on Peridot are just amazing. But also, like, there's, like, country music playing. I don't know if we originally had said that there was, like, any, like, we might have not described, but he wrote a country song to go in that scene when they're in the bathroom that she's listening to. The lyrics, though, were too intense for TV. They were about a guy down on his luck. But, like, yeah, Paul always, like, manages to bring things, like, just to the edge of what's, like, acceptable on children's TV, and then we have to bring it back. So I think they ultimately just had it be just music.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. Now I think Peridot likes country music. I think that's canon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. You know, she's at the barn. She's, like, probably, like, saw somewhere, you know, on one of her, like, Camp Pining Arts DVDs that that's what people in the country listen to is country music. So she listened to it.
Gotcha. Okay, we're learning new things all the time. That's awesome. Okay, cool. Thank you so much for coming and talking to me.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Listen to the Steven Universe podcast at Apple Podcasts. And remember to subscribe, rate, and review while you're there. And watch the new Steven Universe episodes now on the Cartoon Network app. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and thanks for listening.